Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams here on InfoWars.com and Counterthink.com. Every episode is also being posted now at Real.video. So thank you for joining me today. An honest discussion about what's being called the Second Civil War and Antifa, which is a domestic terrorism organization. Now, you've probably heard there's some blowback, some pushback against this claiming of a second civil war. Alex Jones, before July 4th, warned about the coming escalation toward a second civil war, and I've talked about it as well. And then, of course, deranged lying leftists said that since there weren't North and South soldiers lining up with muskets on July 4th, that all the predictions are bunk. I mean, they are mocking themselves. They're a parody of themselves. In truth, the Second Civil War has already started. InfoWars and Breitbart and others have documented now 133 cases of violence carried out against Trump supporters on the streets of America, and more have occurred since then. Left-wing lunatics are now accosting and shouting down and threatening Trump administration officials, and even the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was recently shouted out of a restaurant in, I think it was Virginia. Leftists are going insane. They are hysterical, but they're escalating up the threats now. And Antifa is a paid mercenary group of domestic terrorists, and I'll talk about that more throughout this show. They are trying to whip up an actual kinetic civil war in America. That is their goal. And local police, such as the Portland police in Portland, Oregon, are assisting them in carrying that out. And I'll talk about that as well. You notice in the Portland, Oregon fight between Antifa and Proud Boys, you notice that the Proud Boys were completely disarmed by DHS. But the Antifa terrorists were allowed to carry in deadly weapons. And they were allowed to throw, you know, makeshift bombs and to use blunt force instruments that the Proud Boys did not have. Why is this happening? It's because the police in Portland want to escalate this into a civil war. So you've got all these naysayers out there that say, there's not a second civil war happening. And they say, well, the left-wing people are too lazy and too pathetic to even mount a civil war. But then, in reality, you look at these Antifa terrorists on the streets, and they are happy to throw bombs. They are happy to deploy potentially deadly weapons. They are happy to lash out and attack a peaceful prayer group in Portland, Oregon. And at the same time, the police that are in these leftist cities, they are happy to see this escalation take place where they do not intervene. They actually cause the violence to escalate. Believe me, the police chief of Portland, Oregon, and the police chief of Charlottesville, and the police chief of Los Angeles, all these police chiefs, these are liberals, almost all of them. And they all want to see this violence escalate because they want to cause chaos in America so they can use it to try to overthrow Trump. They are on the side of the domestic terrorists. Yes, these city police are in most cases on the side of these domestic terrorists known as Antifa. Now, sheriffs and sheriff's deputies are different. And more rural police are different. They're more pro-America. But these big city, liberal cities, especially like Seattle and Portland and Chicago and New York City and so on, these city police are anti-America and pro-terrorism. They're pro-Antifa. And that's exactly why they allow Antifa to be armed when they walk into these conflicts. The police actually funnel them into these conflicts to create this assault on a peaceful prayer group that had a permit in the case of Portland, Oregon. So as we continue here on Counterthink, we're going to talk about the escalating civil war, why it's real, why it's happening. The kinetic phase has just started to roll out. And if it escalates into edged weapons and rifles and firearms, then it's going to take this war to a whole different place that none of us want to go. Blood in the streets. Let's hope it doesn't happen. We'll discuss more as we return here on Counterthink.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome to Counterthink. We are continuing now with our discussion of Antifa and the Second Civil War, which is escalating in America, despite the fact that many naysayers and skeptics are saying, what civil war? There's no civil war. They say, well, we're not seeing soldiers lining up in the streets like North versus South. Well, that's absurd. That's not how a Second Civil War looks. What it looks like is what Antifa is doing right now. Violence in the streets. Over 133 documented episodes of violence committed against Trump supporters on the streets of America, usually in liberal cities. And these Antifa protesters need to be understood for what they really are, because they're not protesters. And this is the key point here. This is what I'm going to open with. Antifa demonstrators, instigators, thugs, they are actually mercenary terrorists. These Antifa people, number one, they wear masks. Why do they wear masks? Because they're all committing felony crimes. They're trying to hide their identities so they're not arrested. They are the ones assaulting peaceful prayer groups. They're throwing makeshift bombs. They're using deadly weapons to try to beat up and bash the heads of groups that they don't like. And they're doing this because, for the most part, they're getting paid. They're getting paid by George Soros and other similar groups. They're paid mercenaries, and they're engaged in domestic terrorism. Remember, in Portland, Oregon, they attacked a peaceful prayer group. Attacked them. The prayer group had a permit, but Antifa came in and attacked them, and the Portland police stood down, which we'll talk about in a second. The police stood down. But make no mistake, Antifa is a domestic terrorism group. Antifa engages in felony assaults of peaceful protest groups like the prayer group in Portland and other groups. And Antifa is, they have set a pattern now. They've established a clear pattern of being involved in violent, felonious assaults of innocent citizens. Now, by any normal measure, if you defend yourself against a violent, deadly gang, if you defend yourself with a firearm, you defend yourself with an edged weapon, you defend yourself with your fists, the courts have consistently ruled that you have the right to defend yourself against not just the individual attacking you, but the entire violent gang that is attacking you. And I think we've come to that point in America where individual Americans are now justified in defending themselves using their legal weapons, defending themselves against the mob violence, the terrorist gang violence that Antifa has now clearly established it is engaged in. But we'll get to more details about that in a second. A couple things up front. Real.video is now live in beta mode, and we are now featuring Antifa videos, that is, depicting, showing Antifa violence. We are showing those on Real.video. YouTube has been banning these videos to try to cover up for Antifa, because YouTube is, in essence, a pro-terrorism organization. Google is anti-America. Google has sided with radical left-wing terrorists. Same thing with Facebook, you know, same thing with Twitter. So YouTube has been banning these videos that depict the Antifa violence, and they say they're banned because of violating their community standards in terms of violence. So they're banning the violence videos by saying they're too violent, even though people posting them are trying to say, yes, Antifa is violent. Look at these domestic terrorists. Look how violent they are. And YouTube bans them, saying, oh, they're too violent. I mean, it's insane. So YouTube is covering up for Antifa. We are posting those videos at Real.video. You can create an account there for free. You can upload Antifa videos, and it's crucial that you do so. We are now becoming the hub for all the videos that are banned by YouTube. So go to Real.video, create an account, and also look for other videos there about Antifa. Look for videos about David Hogg that are also banned by YouTube. Look for videos that are pro-Second Amendment videos, pro-self-defense videos, the handgun combat videos. You can find those. A lot more coming every day at Real.video. And that's a project that we funded, that I spearheaded, that we're paying for, and you are free to use. So that's number one. Use this new resource and share those videos using the Real.video URL so that we start to get more and more public awareness that Real.video is the place to go for videos that are banned everywhere else. And keep in mind that, you know, YouTube always bans all the videos that question the official story surrounding any false flag event or any augmented event where you have crisis actors or you have parents who are augmenting real violence, you know, where the violence is real, you know, the kids really were killed, things really happen, but then it's augmented with theatrics. It's augmented with actors in some cases. It's augmented with fake location shots, green screen shots, and so on. That is real. So, in other words, the violence is real. The violence actually happens, but then it's dressed up with more theater and some actors in some cases. And then any video that questions that gets banned by YouTube. And this has been going on from, you know, Sandy Hook, from, you know, gosh, Parkland, the Las Vegas event, you know, the shooting in Vegas, Mandalay Bay, all those things. All the videos that question the official narrative are banned. Those videos are now welcomed at Real.Video. Because we must have a platform to be able to question the official narrative. So the next event that happens, you should immediately go to Real.Video and start looking for videos there that are going to be banned by YouTube. Because Real.Video will be the place to get the real story about what's actually happening, or at least to see people asking real questions, questions which are not allowed to be asked on YouTube. So YouTube will have the official story, which is the fake story, and Real.Video will have the real story, which is Real.Video. That's what it's all about. Okay, getting back to Antifa, keep in mind that when you look at the Portland event, the attack, the terrorist attack by Antifa, were all wearing masks, and they all dress in black uniforms. Many of these uniforms look exactly the same. The uniforms are being purchased for them by Soros-type groups, maybe Soros himself. These are mercenaries. They are being hired to commit acts of domestic terrorism. The fact that they wear black and that they wear masks just tells you. I mean, look at the symbolism. In every movie, the bad guys wear black and masks. They hide their identities because they're engaged in bad activities, in criminal activities. That's Antifa today. They don't want you to be able to know who they are because they are committing crimes. Meanwhile, the Proud Boys and the Christian prayer groups are not wearing masks for the most part, except sometimes to protect themselves from pepper spray. But they're not hiding their identities. They're wearing American flags. They're not wearing black. They're pro-patriot outfits. They are right there. Sometimes they wear eye gear, sometimes maybe a helmet, you know, for protection against the terrorist weapons of Antifa. But they are right out there in the open fighting for their right to exist, for their right to speak, for their right to march down the street with a permit granted by the city, a protest permit that they had. And they're simply trying to fulfill that right. And then the Portland police funnel in armed Antifa protesters who are not disarmed. They are armed. They are allowed to carry weapons into that venue in order to have a conflict, in order to start a fight. So the police are now pushing for fights. The police are starting the fights. They could have stopped it. They could have kept the group separated. They could have disarmed Antifa, but they didn't. They specifically chose to have the prayer groups disarmed, but not Antifa disarmed, so that Antifa could commit felony assault crimes. The police are complicit in this, in Portland and other cities. This is crucial to understand. There will be cities, even though, generally speaking, I'm pro-police, I'm pro-cops, there will be cities where police, such as in Portland, are the enemy of civility. They're the enemy of the people. They're the enemies of America. There will be cities like that. And you need to be able to discern the difference because, by and large, most cops are good people. Most cops are trying to maintain some degree of civility in society. Most cops are not trying to start fights. There are a few bad apples. But when you get into liberal cities run by, you know, these liberal mayors and influenced by liberal governors in the states, in that state, you end up with these dangerous, radical, left-leaning, practically pro-terrorism police departments. And that's what you have in Portland, Oregon. And that's what you have in Chicago. And that's what you have in many other cities. Perhaps the Seattle police, perhaps the Phoenix police, perhaps the San Francisco police. In many cases, these police are themselves complicit with terrorism. And they themselves, in some cases, are the enemies of America and the enemies of the people and the enemies of civility. They're not interested in law and order. They're just following orders to allow their groups to violate the law to escalate the civil war in America. And that's why these cities will be the venues where the civil war escalates. We'll be right back on Counterthink.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
Now, under most state laws in the United States, and I'm not a lawyer, so you need to do your own research on this, but under most state laws, if you are violently assaulted by one member that is associated with a gang, a violent gang, let's say MS-13, or whatever, some street gang, some drug gang, if you are violently assaulted, you have the self-defense right to not only defend yourself against that one violent attacker, but also to defend yourself against the other members of that gang. Now, again, you should check your local laws. I'm not advocating any specific plan of action. I'm just saying that legal precedent has found that you do have the right. For example, if you're carrying a concealed weapon and someone attacks you with a sword or a knife or a baseball bat, you very likely, depending on where you live, you very likely have the right to not only shoot that person who's attacking you, but also to shoot his four gang buddies who are standing there also perhaps with weapons or willingness to attack you with the baseball bat that this guy has. You are in the right in most jurisdictions to shoot all four of those gang members in self-defense. Now, again, I'm not advocating any specific course of action, and you would still face civil lawsuits probably by the families of those people. You know, you're not going to get off scot-free. But in most jurisdictions, you would not be criminally charged unless there are some extenuating circumstances that are, you know, special cases or something. It is generally accepted in the courts across America, in most jurisdictions, again, not all, but most, that a gang can be treated as a unit, as the gang is a force that is intending to commit bodily harm against you. The gang is trying to carry out violence against you. The gang is a threat to your life, to your safety, perhaps to your family, and that you have the right to defend yourself against that entire gang, even if not every member of that gang has personally assaulted you. So with that logic in mind, and again, with the disclaimers that I mentioned, let's look at Antifa. Antifa is... They identify as a gang. They have the same uniforms. They wear the same kinds of masks. They have similar weapons. They have similar rants and chants and tactics and intimidation attempts. They are a gang. They are a violent street gang. Antifa has a history of violently attacking peaceful protest groups, such as what we saw in Portland, Oregon, and many, many other places. Dozens of examples of this. Antifa commits crimes. They commit felony crimes by assaulting these peaceful groups, so we know they're willing to violate the law. Antifa carries deadly weapons. They carry the extendable batons. They carry sticks. They use bike locks as weapon to smash people over the head. They use poles. They've been caught with ammo magazines. They've been caught with edge weapons, knives, various blunt instruments, and so on. They use pepper spray to blind you, and then they might throw makeshift bombs at you to try to cause loss of life or for you to lose your limbs and so on. Antifa members are terrorists who are wielding deadly weapons across America. Now, it is my contention, and this is not the official position of anyone else, it is my contention, and again, I'm not a lawyer, so I've got a disclaimer here. You need to decide for yourself what's appropriate for your situation. But in my situation, if I am attacked by one Antifa member in an alley and there are 10 Antifa members and I've got 15 rounds of ammo, all 10 Antifa members are going to get around. All 10. That's my personal decision, because I think that if one of them attacks me, they're all trying to attack and kill me. And they've proven this again and again. So every one of those is getting a bullet, because I am defending myself under the protection of the law, using self-defense, using a legal weapon that I purchased legally, that I have a concealed carry permit for, that I'm trained in how to use, and I'm defending my life against a proven violent criminal gang. That's just my opinion. Now, I don't go out and attend these rallies, because I'm too much of a public figure. I'm too much of a target. They might try to gang up on me, and I might have to shoot a whole bunch of them. And I don't want that kind of escalation to happen, so I don't go to these things. But I see others going, and I wonder, at what point will another American citizen carrying a self-defense weapon, a pistol, Probably. At what point will this American decide that their life is in grave danger, that they are threatened, and that in their mind, at the moment of attack, they feared for their safety and their life, and they decided to deploy a weapon to stop violence, and they use that weapon to shoot one or more Antifa terrorist gang members? At what point is that going to happen? Because, you see, as much as I don't want to see this escalation happen, and I've said before, whoever shoots first loses. I'm talking about losing the public narrative. So we don't want to shoot first. So I'm trying to urge caution on this. But I fear it's going to happen sooner or later. And when it does happen, that person will be in the right to do so. Legally speaking, morally speaking, they will have done what is called upon to defend their own life and perhaps the lives of others against violence, terrorist attackers wielding deadly weapons and wearing face masks and wearing black outfits. That's Antifa. When this shooting happens, all hell is going to break loose in our country. The radical left-wingers will mount massive protests at that point. They want the shooting. They're trying to instigate this kind of shooting. They want this to take place because they want the escalation, so they have something else to be angry about, something to go hysterical over. And then they will spill out into the streets in, 25 plus cities across the country. And they'll say, oh my God, the Nazis are shooting us. This is what they will say. And it's a misnomer because, number one, pro-American people are not Nazis. And Americans are tired of being called Nazis and tired of being called racist, by the way. But when you're under attack, you have the right to defend yourself. Eventually, this goes kinetic. And when that happens, there will be mass riots across America's cities. And that's when the second civil war kicks up to the next level. Because here's my next prediction. I predict that once that takes place, there will be pro-America forces that take up arms and just probably decide to engage these violent, lunatic, left-wing mobs in multiple cities across the country. And if the police are on the side of the terrorists, which they clearly are in places like Portland, Oregon, then it's anyone's guess how that's going to go down. Because, number one, police are very poor shots. Police are not armed well at all. Even the SWAT team in Portland, Oregon, I could probably outshoot all their SWAT guys. They don't get much training. They're not very good. I've got over 5,000 hours of tactical firearms training, everything from pistol, rifle, bilateral shooting, shooting around objects underneath cars, low light shooting, night vision shooting, long range target shooting, 1,000-yard plus shooting, bolt action rifles, you name it. The police are not very skilled, and they will very easily be outgunned by any kind of determined force. And I fear that we're headed into this kind of escalation. It's an escalation I don't want to see. None of us want to see blood in the streets. But you see how Antifa is driving us toward this. You see how they're trying to cause it by instigating violence. And you see how the police are complicit in this by allowing Antifa to carry deadly weapons into these protests to cause these clashes that will sooner or later result in somebody deploying a weapon in self-defense. It's going to happen. Lots more to come here on Counterthink.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
And we're back on Counterthink.com. Mike Adams here, bringing it to you today with some honest analysis of how things could very quickly escalate into a second civil war across America. Now, there are a couple of things, in previous segments, I've talked about how Antifa is a domestic terrorism mercenary force. And how Antifa is deploying deadly weapons against peaceful protesters in places like Portland, Oregon. I've also talked about how Portland police are complicit in this. They're allowing Antifa to carry weapons, deadly weapons, into these conflicts. And then the police are standing by and doing nothing while these conflicts take place. The police are complicit. Understand that. In places in liberal cities like Portland, the police, they are part of the anti-America, pro-Antifa, domestic terrorist groups. This is what you got to understand. In some places like Portland, the police have chosen the side to be opposed to America. Now, fortunately, in most cities, that's not the case. I'm a supporter of local law enforcement. I'm a supporter of police. I'm a supporter of men and women in blue. But there are places like Portland where they have chosen to oppose America, and they have chosen to support Antifa terrorists. And as a result, those police, sadly, are putting themselves on the wrong side of history, and perhaps the wrong side of a second civil war if it escalates, which we don't want to see. Now, what can Trump do, and what must Trump do? Here's my next analysis on this. Number one, Trump needs to declare Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. Now, I understand that there's some group inside the government that has already done so, but it's not a powerful enough or influential enough department. I think DHS and the president himself, he needs to come out and he needs to say Antifa is a domestic terrorism organization and Antifa should be arrested on site. And Trump needs to order the Portland police to arrest Antifa terrorists on site, because Antifa is carrying out acts of coordinated violence, and they are a mercenary group. They are being paid in most cases. They are being handed uniforms. They're being given instruction. They're being given weapons. This is a standing army in America that is trying to overthrow America, and this group needs to be accurately declared to be a domestic terrorism group. And every police department across America needs to arrest these people on site. Now, if the police don't arrest these people on site, sooner or later the citizens will start taking them out. Right now, that's being done with fists. You've got, what's his nickname? Brad Thunderfist out there. One punch knockout man, taking down Antifa one punch at a time, doing a damn good job with that as well. But if the police continue to allow these clashes and they actually funnel Antifa, armed Antifa agitators toward peaceful protest groups to try to cause mayhem and cause violence, this is what the police are doing in Portland. If they continue to do this, sooner or later, listen to me carefully, sooner or later, the citizens of America are going to exert their own police presence to keep their own communities civil. Sooner or later, in other words, the citizens of places like Portland, Oregon, who are pro-America and who are pro-Second Amendment, will take to the streets and begin to police their own communities because the police themselves are failing to do it. You've got, sheriffs that will probably be part of this. I don't know how all the sheriffs line up out there in Oregon, or I don't even know what all the county names or anything, what the county names are, or all the cities and all the politics. But sooner or later, the citizens will demand a peaceful society. They'll demand civility in the streets, and they will form citizens groups, no doubt, in order to carry that out. And if the police continue to be on the side of terrorists, then the police are going to find themselves on the wrong side of this escalation. That's just sad to say, because no cop should be allied with an anti-American group. If you're a police officer, you should be pro-America. You should be pro-Second Amendment. You should be pro-law and order in our country. And if you are aiding and abetting these Antifa terrorists, then you are a terrorist even if you have a badge. Then you are complicit in what's happening. You're complicit in the Second Civil War. And you will set things into motion that may blow back on you because you're out there causing violence instead of keeping the peace, which is your job. Your job is to protect and serve. And if you're not doing that, you should expect that, you're going to unleash some things that you might not like to see. Not a good situation. I'm always pro law enforcement, especially local law enforcement. I've supported the men and women in blue throughout, much of my history. I support veterans. And yet, at the same time, I know that there are rogue police organizations. There are rogue police chiefs. There are police chiefs who are traitors. There are police chiefs who are communists. And those people have to go, because the men and women in blue should all support America. And that's what we demand as citizens of America. You should be on our side. You should be protecting Americans from the violent Antifa thugs. Simple enough? All right. A couple other action items here. We've got one more segment after this one as well. A couple other action items. Be prepared for Trump to declare a national emergency. Once the violence escalates, I predict that that's what will happen. Be prepared for Trump to bring in the National Guard. in many of these cities. Again, the series of events could play out like this. The police of Portland, let's say, allow Antifa to come in and start committing felony assaults on a peaceful group. Somebody in the peaceful group is carrying a concealed weapon. They feel their life is threatened, and they deploy their weapon in self-defense, and they shoot 5 to 10 Antifa members and kill 2 to 3 of them, let's say. The shooting is justified because they are being threatened by a terrorist group wielding deadly weapons. Once this happens, the mainstream media twists the event, escalates it into an assault on peaceful protesters, right? This is how it's going to be. The Nazis assaulted the peaceful protesters. This is how they're going to spin it. It's all BS. It's all lies. It also shows you that the media is complicit in this terrorism as well. The media is apologizing for Antifa. They're covering up for Antifa. And they're falsely accusing peaceful prayer groups of being Nazis and racist. The media is complicit in this. From there, left-wing groups go ballistic. They start having marches nationwide, complete with burning down buildings, arson, assaults on police officers, by the way, because the police are always caught in the middle, it seems. And they'll be assaulting patriot groups, pro-Trump groups, pro-America groups. As this happens, Second Amendment activation probably kicks in at some point, sooner or later. Groups that are armed with AR-15s and are tired of their country being destroyed, they're tired of the terrorist groups overrunning their cities and burning their cities to the ground and assaulting their fellow citizens, they open fire. Probably. This is my prediction. Not endorsing it. This is what I'm predicting. They probably sooner or later open fire on these terrorist Antifa crowds. And now we're in a full-blown civil war. Then Antifa brings out their AK-47s because they love, I guess, commie guns, even though they don't know how to shoot them. They're probably only good for one magazine because they don't know how to reload. So you're gonna have an actual shooting war on the streets of America. This is how it happens. Trump declares national emergency if he hasn't already. Trump brings in the National Guard, and then you got the Guard there, and you got the Patriots working with the Guard to try to stop the violence of the Antifa terrorists who are attempting to overthrow America. And as all of this is happening in Washington, then they're calling for impeaching Trump. Robert Mueller's going insane, inventing fake crimes. The fake left-wing media is fabricating fake news all the time and ignoring the real news of Antifa terrorists assaulting innocent people. And then the country is in really a state of escalated second civil war chaos. This is a scenario that we don't want to see happen, but it's a scenario that seems increasingly likely by the day because the violence and the derangement of these leftists knows no bounds. They are willing to do anything to destroy this country. They're willing to do anything to overthrow President Trump. They're willing to do absolutely anything to shut down this system of government that they don't like because they didn't win the election. This is coming to America, so I want you to be prepared. Again, whoever shoots first loses, okay? So do not be the first to open fire. Try to avoid, try to escape, try to run away if you can. Try not to engage in violence. But sooner or later, if they keep bringing it to you, if they funnel the violent protesters and attackers to you, somebody's going to do something sooner or later. We'll be right back.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome back to Counterthink with Mike Adams, and in this segment, I'm going to discuss strategies for self-defense against the Antifa terrorists who are increasingly escalating the kinetic war on the streets of our country. And I'll preface this by saying that none of us want to see a civil war, but if radical left-wing, insane, deranged terrorists like Antifa, if they bring that war to our streets, there is a point where we the people must end that violence. We must stop that war. We must stop that enemy force. And we must do so with overwhelming tactical advantage and response. How do you do that? How do you do that? Well, I will say that in defense of your nation, in defense of your cities, in defense of your lives, your families, your communities, you will need to deploy the best available tools of the day if it comes to this. And those tools include, of course, firearms. It's crucial that you be competent in not just shooting at a range, shooting at a still paper target out there. It's important that you be fully able to shoot while you're on the run. Shooting and moving is a skill that you can practice and learn. Shooting moving targets is another skill that you can practice and learn. Shooting with either hand. I'm very, very experienced at bilateral shooting. I can shoot pistols and rifles with left hand or right hand. Why is that important? Well, if you're behind a barrier, let's say a corner wall, and you can only get your left hand around the wall, you need to be able to shoot with your left hand. Otherwise, if you move out from behind that wall to expose your entire chest so you can get your right hand out, now you're an exposed target. So bilateral shooting is absolutely crucial. We've got a video series now on Real.Video. It's an exclusive series that I help produce, and I invite you to go watch it. It's free. It's on Real.Video. It's called Real Self-Defense, also known as The Joy of Shooting. And it features a couple of buddies of mine. One is a Navy SEAL. He was a member of SEAL Team 5, and he's an expert in assault tactics. He's assaulted ships and tubular assaults, you know, buses, vehicles. He is an assault specialist, short-range, in-your-face, tactical weapons combat expert. And he teaches some really amazing skills in this video. By the way, it's a 7-part video, and we've only released the first part. Well, maybe I'm recording this a few days in advance, so maybe by the time you see this, we'll have released more episodes. But there are 7 episodes coming. You need to watch these episodes. Again, they're free. One of the other instructors is a U.S. Marine, an expert in hand-to-hand combat combined with weapons. He'll do ground and pound. And as he's grounding and pounding one target on the ground, then he'll pull his weapon and engage a second, a third, a fourth target that is approaching. And he is a fantastic instructor. I've rolled on the mats with him. I've done some hand-to-hand training with him. He's very skilled. He's very skilled in MMA. A lot of MMA fighters actually hire him to be their stand-in when they're training for a championship fight. This guy's badass, okay? And he can fight with fists, elbows, knees, pistols, rifles, everything. You name it. Multi-weapon system expert. So we got both of these guys on film. You need to watch these and you need to practice in a safe manner, in a legal and lawful manner. I always say follow the laws. I always say be safe. But what we're facing now is a situation where our country is becoming lawless. A country where these radical left-wing terrorists are trying to take over the streets, trying to assault peaceful groups, trying to overthrow the country. If it comes to the point where you have to defend your nation, your community, your life, your family, maybe even help defend your local sheriff and his deputies, you're going to need weapon expertise. And you're going to need to have the training because you need to know how to do all these things. You need to know proper grip, proper stance, how to clear jams, how to rack the slide, how to look for stovepipes, how to look for stuck magazines, how to clear rifles and pistols. Where do you carry ammo on your body? How do you reload rapidly with ammo on your body? All these things. Are you going to carry a chest rig? Is it set up? Are you going to have a level 3A ballistic vests? You know, you need to practice all this in advance. If you're going to fight for your country, and it may come to that, even though we hope it doesn't come to this, you're going to need to have skill sets that you can't just practice at a range. You know, most ranges don't let you move and shoot. Most ranges don't let you shoot moving targets. Most gun ranges don't let you engage different distance targets in the same lane. But those are things that you need to practice. So find a qualified firearms instructor in your area, watch these videos on Real.Video, and then learn these skills. You need to be able to engage close targets and far targets. Boom, boom. Very accurately. You need to be able to make decisions about priority targets. Who's the bigger threat? Who's closer to you? Who's coming at you with a baseball bat, some masked Antifa terrorist that you need to take down with a double tap, and then you need to switch to a longer range target? What if Antifa has firearms? What if they start shooting AK-47s? Because they do have them. They've got AKs. And AK-47 rounds, you know, if you get hit with one, it can be deadly, of course. So how do you take cover? What kinds of cover do AK-47 rounds penetrate? They penetrate a lot of things, such as car doors, for example. You think you're hiding behind a car door, that's nothing to an AK-47 round. It'll just go right through it. You need to be behind the engine block or the actual wheel with the brake and the axle and everything. Maybe that could protect you, but not car doors, not even car seats, nothing like that. You need to understand what's safe cover and what's not safe cover. You need to understand battlefield tactics. If you're going to be there with a group, you need to understand the importance of leapfrog maneuvers. You need to understand suppression fire. You need to understand moving and maneuvering and outflanking the enemy. All these things. And of course, you know, people who've been in the military, they already know these things. They know how to cover for each other. If you're out and you're doing a reload or you're doing a leapfrog maneuver, you know, they know these things. They've practiced these. But your average Joe out there, you know, hasn't practiced all this stuff, is probably barely competent on a rifle or a pistol. You're going to have to learn quickly if it comes to that in this country. Again, I got to say, I don't call for any escalation. I've always said whoever shoots first loses. Hold your fire until the last possible moment. But if we are being overrun, if we are being assaulted by a violent enemy force who is intent on destroying our constitutional republic, throwing our president out of office, and committing mass murder against peaceful prayer groups and pro-Trump groups and conservatives, when it comes down to the last ditch effort, we've tried to win at the ballot box. We've tried to maintain peace. We've tried to respect the democratic processes. We've tried. We've tried peaceful prayer protests. We've tried posting videos and we get banned. We've tried everything to engage in a dialogue, to engage in a conversation. And you terrorists, you still come at us. You come at us with your weapons, your deadly weapons, with your vitriol, with your lies, with your slander. You come at us. You're trying to physically attack us and physically kill us. There is a point, there is a tipping point where the American people respond with overwhelming force. I hope that tipping point is never triggered, but if it is, the left will be absolutely slaughtered in perhaps multiple cities nationwide. And I have to say, if that happens, and you can quote me on this, they deserve it. They brought it on themselves. We the people, we've held our fire. We carry concealed weapons all over society. We don't deploy them, except in emergencies. We wanted the ballot box. We respected the Electoral College. We voted for the president that we want to represent us. We are following the rules of elections, the rules of Supreme Court nominations. And you insane leftists, all you do is you keep bringing violence to us. You keep bringing these lies and this vitriolic rhetoric and slandering us as Nazis. And you accost us in public places and in the streets. And you stalk our homes and you dox people who are members of the Trump administration. And the day that you keep bringing the violence to us, eventually there's going to be a day where the American people respond. And when that day comes, you, radical left-wing Antifa terrorists, you deserve everything that happens to you on that day. Have no illusions. You will reap what you sow. If you keep bringing it. And your people don't know how to fight. Your people don't have any courage. Your people are pathetic, losers, weaklings. Don't even really know how to deploy firearms very effectively. You will lose badly. You will be eliminated if you bring it to that. So I advise you back off now. Because you don't want the bite of this dog coming after you. Because You will get a wake-up call that you have never experienced in your life, and your safe space won't protect you if you trigger that response. So, that being said, watch my show, Counterthink. It's every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central at Infowars.com. Episodes are also broadcast at Counterthink.com a few days later. And then we post episodes at Reel.video as well. And I encourage you to upload videos to Reel.video, including gun training videos, firearms proficiency videos, help patriots get prepared to defend themselves against the terrorist assault that seems to be escalating every day across our country. Thanks for watching. This is Mike Adams.